Do you resist or receive change? Do you regard change as friend or foe? Change is inevitable. As someone has said, the only thing that is unchangeable in this life is change itself. Change is a God thing, and therefore change is a good thing. Change is from and of God. Change is God's will. Change is an inextricable part of God's plan for your life. God Himself never changes, Malachi 3:6, because perfection cannot be improved. But you are not God, and you are not perfect, and you therefore need God-inspired change in your life. Change is a part of the process of sanctification. Because you are not now perfect, in order to be sanctified, i.e., made holy, perfect, you must respond appropriately to the process of change God brings into your life, which means yielding to and assimilating it into your life. Resist God-inspired change, and you are resisting the Holy Spirit, as the Pharisaical traditionalists possessed by religious spirits who murdered Stephen, who he resoundingly rebuked before they killed him by stoning, quote, "You men who are stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears are always resisting the Holy Spirit. You are doing just as your fathers did." Acts 7:51. Keeping tradition for the sake of keeping tradition and thereby refusing change is not something that is either meritorious or godly. In fact, Jesus said traditionalism invalidates or nullifies the Word of God in the life of the person who rejects the Word of God, which is His will, in order to keep their religious traditions. Matthew 15:6. You cannot be in the will of God or even right relationship with God when you embrace religious traditions that are contrary to the Word of God. If you are not willing to change, you will find yourself out of the will and the purposes of God, which means you will be operating totally outside of His anointing and grace, i.e., divine enablement to accomplish God's purposes and plans for your life. Jehovah God is the God of new things. Throughout His story, the historical record of the unfolding of the plan of the Creator's creation, He demonstrates repeatedly in His dealings with mankind that that is irrefutably true. Unlike humans, who as a whole are averse to change, God specializes in constant change, that is, transformation. He is not and never has been static, but rather He is forever instituting change, forever breaking molds, models, and methods, and casting new ones. Particularly with regard to the establishment of His kingdom on earth, He is constantly announcing, declaring, and decreeing new things before they spring forth, in order to cause them to spring forth or come into being, to thereby effect change. Moreover, because there is no one greater than He consults with no one, seeks not consensus or agreement, and swears by Himself in declaring and enacting the change He wills. In the days ahead, God will initiate and institute massive amounts of new things in the church that Jesus is building.